Well, girls postseason softball underway last night for 1A and 2A teams around the region last night in Region 7 Class 1A. It was Audubon over Arweva 11-9. Exira EHK defeats Adair Casey 11-1. Cam over Orient Maxburg 16-0. Boyer Valley beat Woodbine 5-0. And Riverside over Griswold 11-7. In Region 8 in 1A, West Monona beat Whiting 3-1. West Harrison downing East Mills 19-0. Bedford over Diagonal 22-9. It was Lennox topping Nishnabotna 12-0. Stanton 20-0 over Essex last night. Also in 1A Region 2 play, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Guthrie Center 9-8. Nottoway Valley over Grandview Christian 6-3. In 2A play last night in Region 8, AHSTW beat Southwest Valley 9-5. Underwood over St. Albert by a final of 2-1. Also in regular season softball from the Hawkeye 10, Harlan falling to Sioux City East 9-2. Denison beat Sioux City West 10-0. Now, postseason action will continue tonight in girls softball in Class 1A regional play tonight as all those winners advancing. In Region 2 tonight, Nottoway Valley will play Glidden-Ralston. Newell Fonda will face Coon Rapids Bayard. In Region 7, Exira EHK will play Cam. River Valley plays Audubon tonight. Boyer Valley faces Lawton Bronson, while Riverside battles Charter Oak Ute. Also in Region 8 tonight in 1A, Fremont Mills will play West Harrison. Westwood faces West Monona. Sydney will play Bedford, and Lennox will battle Stanton. In Class 2A play tonight in Region 1, Logan Magnolia will play Ridgeview. Also in Region 8, West Central Valley will face I-35. Earlham battles AHSTW. Trainer will play Tri-Center, while Missouri Valley will face Underwood this evening. Also, Class 3A play gets underway tonight, and in Region 8, Atlantic will be at home this evening as Atlantic will play Red Oak in a first-round girls' regional tournament game. Also tonight, Shenandoah will face Clarinda, and Humboldt plays Kemper Catholic in 3A Region 8 play this evening. High school boys baseball last night saw Atlantic win a couple of Hawkeye 10 conference games against different opponents. Atlantic beat Glenwood 3-2, and Atlantic down St. Albert 6-0 yesterday. Also, Missouri Valley over Shenandoah 8-4. Harlan beat Clarinda 10-3. Winterset topping Creston 10-5. Lewis Central 9-3 over Logan Magnolia. IKM Manning beat Denison by a 6-2 final. Western Iowa Conference schools in action. Audubon beat Southwest Valley 10-1. Trainer fell to Hinton 8-4. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam clinches the Rolling Valley Conference regular season championship as the Cougars win 3-0 over Woodbine. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over South Central Calhoun 13-3. Glidden-Ralston beat Earlham 9-0. West Harrison over Whiting 12-1. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Lennox 14-6. Corner Conference, it was Stanton over East Union by a final of 8-3 last night. And also last evening in the Bluegrass Conference, Orient Maxburg falling to Guthrie Center by a score of 3-0 in boys baseball. Major League Baseball last night saw Eric Fryer burning his former team with two hits and three RBIs as the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-2. The Cardinals released Fryer when backup catcher Brian Pena came off the 15-day disabled list, and the Pirates claimed him off of waivers on Sunday. He batted .368 with St. Louis with five RBIs and 38 at-bats behind seven-time All-Star Yadier Molina, but Pena has a two-year, $5 million contract. Juan Nicasio worked two scoreless innings of relief of lefty Stephen Brault, who allowed one earned run in four innings while throwing 82 pitches and adding a single in his debut. The 24-year-old Brault pitched in place of fellow rookie Jameson Taillon, who was placed on the DL Sunday with shoulder fatigue. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Cincinnati over Chicago 9-5. Philadelphia beat Atlanta 5-1. Milwaukee over Washington 5-2. Miami beat New York 5-2. Arizona 7-5 over San Diego. And Colorado beat San Francisco 7-3. Josh Donaldson hit two solo homers. Troy Tulowitzki had a three-run blast, and the Toronto Blue Jays connected four times to beat the Kansas City Royals 8-3 last night. Fresh off being named a reserve to the AL All-Star team, Donaldson went 3-for-4 and scored four runs, while the Blue Jays won their fourth straight. All four Toronto homers gave off Royals right-hander Chris Young, who matched Ronelvis Hernandez's team record, allowing at least one home run in 13 consecutive starts. Elsewhere in the American League, Cleveland beat Detroit 12-1, Texas over Boston 7-2, the Angels over Tampa Bay 13-5, Minnesota beat Oakland 11-4, New York over Chicago 9-0, Houston beat Seattle 5-2. One interleague game saw Baltimore beat the LA Dodgers 4-1. The St. Louis Cardinals have placed slugger Brandon Moss on the 15-day disabled list with a sprained left ankle. Outfielder Randall Grichuk was recalled from AAA Memphis but was not in the lineup against the Pirates last night. Moss leads the Cards with 17 homers and has 40 RBIs in 75 games, with starts at first base and in the outfield. St. Louis Cardinals backup catcher Brian Peña is going to undergo training in the U.S. Army Reserve in the offseason. The 34-year-old Peña defected to the United States from Cuba as a teenager, and he made the majors in 2005. He made the announcement on Twitter saying he was very proud to get involved. He won't enlist in the Army Reserve because it could interfere with his major league career. He's missed much of the season with a knee injury and was in the lineup for his second start of the year Tuesday against the Pirates. Peña played for the Cincinnati Reds in 2014 and 15 and said he'd had several discussions on the topic with outfielder Jay Bruce. The Kansas City Royals have placed closer Wade Davis on the 15-day disabled list with a strained right forearm. Kansas City called up right-hander Brooks Pounders from AAA Omaha. Davis is 1-0 with a 1.23 earned run average and 19 saves in 30 games. He's the third Royals All-Star from 2015 on the disabled list, joining third baseman Mike Moustakas and outfielder Lorenzo Cain. Pounders was 4-1 with a 2.80 earned run average in 19 games at Omaha. To make room for Pounders on the roster, Kansas City designated minor league left-hander Tyler Olson for assignment. Manager Ned Yost said right-hander Yordano Ventura, who left Sunday's start in the third inning after he sprained his right ankle running the bases, will throw a side session today. Ventura remains on track to start Friday against Seattle. Chicago police say they're investigating an allegation of sexual assault against Pirates infielder Jung Ho Gong. A police spokesman said the Chicago woman met Gong through a dating app and was invited to his hotel room on June 17th. The woman said she blacked out and then drifted in and out of consciousness as he sexually assaulted her. Also in baseball news, Angels left-hander C.J. Wilson will have season-ending surgery to address fraying of the labrum and rotator cuff. Wilson has not pitched in a game since having surgery last August to remove bone spurs from his left elbow. The Chicago Cubs became the first team since the 1976 Cincinnati Reds' Big Red Machine to have five players voted as All-Star Game starters when their entire infield earned the honor Tuesday, along with outfielder Dexter Fowler. First baseman Anthony Rizzo, second baseman Ben Zobrist, shortstop Addison Russell, and third baseman Chris Bryant also were elected. The only other team to start four infielders was the 1963 St. Louis Cardinals. The July 12th game at San Diego's Petco Park will feature 11 first-time starters, the most since 2005. In a sign of the sport's generational change, 12 of the 17 elected starters are 26 or younger. The world champion Kansas City Royals have four players on the AL roster, with Salvador Perez and Eric Hosmer voted in as starters. Pitchers Wade Davis and Kelvin Herrera also are on the roster, although Davis is inactive. Matt Carpenter is the lone player from St. Louis who was named to the National League roster. A former Hawkeye football player was hit and killed by a train in Arizona this weekend. A news release from the Tucson, Arizona Police Department says 29-year-old Kyle Calloway was struck from behind and killed by a train as he jogged along the railroad tracks on Saturday. Calloway's father, Ed, told the Cedar Rapids Gazette that his son jogged for exercise along two sets of train tracks and may have been confused when the train came from a different direction than what he was used to. Calloway was an offensive lineman who started 37 games from 2007 to 2009 and played on the 11-2 team that won the Orange Bowl in 2009. Calloway was named a second-team All-Big Ten selection in 2008 and 2009. And the Maxwell Football Club has named its player watch list for this coming season's Maxwell Award, which goes to the College Player of the Year. Baylor and Clemson both have the most players on the list, with three apiece. Alabama's Derrick Henry won the award last season after rushing for 1,986 yards to break Herschel Walker's single-season record and leading the Crimson Tide into the college football playoff. The watch list includes Nebraska quarterback Tommy Armstrong Jr., as well as Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard and Iowa State running back Mike Warren. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.